So what can you tell us about Central Avenue Breakdown?
Central Avenue Breakdown is a hot new musical. It's written by Kevin Ray, Josh Sohn, with a little bit of story work by myself. It's having its off-Broadway world premiere at the Signature Theater in the Peter Norton space on October 10th, so 10-10, get your tickets. It is a wonderful new musical that incorporates a really terrific storyline about a forgotten chapter in jazz history. Central Avenue, I don't know if you know it, it's based in Los Angeles, and this is 1940s Los Angeles when swing was hot and bop was right around the corner, and the musical is just very joyful and alive, and it tells a really kind of gripping story of two brothers as they try to overcome their own sibling rivalry, so it's a lot about family, but also find their artistic voices, their individual artistic voices.
Okay, this seems like a little bit of a departure from the things that you've worked on recently, like the Pee Wee Herman Show, Neil LaBute's, Fat Pig. How did you get involved in this project?
Well, I've known the composer and lyricist for many years. And back in, after Katrina happened, we actually worked on a song together, promoting a song together called God Save New Orleans, which was a beautiful kind of rock song that Kevin wrote. And we had high hopes to use it as a fundraiser to raise a lot of money for Katrina. And we actually even took it down to New Orleans and promoted it a little bit down there. And a lot of people really, really loved it. Unfortunately, a project came up for me at the time, and so I had to step back. But we've known each other for a really long time, so that's kind of how I got involved with it. And then when we were talking about what should we work on next, Kevin pulled out from underneath his futon this box of pages that were in all sorts of different kinds of shape. Some of them were handwritten, some of them were typed, some of them were computer, and it was this musical that he had written 10 years ago, right after 9/11. It had its first reading, but because, of where the nation was and, of course, what we all felt at the time, it kind of dropped off the grid for a while. So he pulled it out from underneath his futon, and we started to work on it, and we had our first reading in March of 2010. And it was a 20-hour equity reading with beautiful actors, wonderful, talented actors. And then we had our second reading this past April at Theater 3 in Midtown Manhattan, which was a wonderful experience. Everybody who worked on it was so talented. And we got a standing ovation. And, when you're working on something like this, which is an original musical at this level, you get so attached to everybody who comes in contact with it and who opens up their heart for you, and we just really have had such generous people work with us as we've been putting this together.
I'm very happy that you said generous people and you mentioned the cast before. Can you just tell us a little bit about it, because it seems like you need a really special cast to really bring this material to life?
Well, the cast, that we have for Nymph is so terrific. We actually got a new director, so we held open auditions again, and some of the people from previous readings are involved, and then some of the people that came to audition for us are involved. And, we spent the last week at the table going through the script because, again, it's a work that's in development, and it's such a heartfelt story. I mean, especially to Kevin, who was inspired to write it after he spoke to the musician Buddy Collette many, many years ago. Buddy Collette was this huge jazz player that came out of Central Avenue, and nobody ever seemed to talk about all the music that was alive on Central Avenue. And this was such a vibrant community and such a vibrant time. Central Avenue was in the shadow of Hollywood. It was 1940s. They had clubs like the Club Alabam, the Dunbar Hotel, Jack's Chicken Basket. And these musicians would play swing, they'd play jazz, swing is jazz, but they'd play swing, they'd play bop, they would play early R&B, and it was such a vibrant, vibrant time, and nobody ever talks about this chapter in jazz history. So he was inspired to write about it, and the cast has been inspired by the script itself and the story to tell. And, you know, we have people like Albert Christmas, who was in Ragtime on Broadway, along with Nicole Powell, and we have Ken Robinson, who just wrapped up Baby, It's You. And then we have the beautiful Roderick Covington, who comes to us from, he was moving back to New York, but he was most recently in L.A., and he won several acting awards at Steppenwolf at, doing the brother-sister plays. So, and then, of course, we have the amazing Josh Tower, who is joining us again. And then our ensemble is terrifically strong because, you know, we're asking them to represent so many different roles. And frankly, if we had a bigger production, we would fill that ensemble even more. So, you know, they are so flexible. And you have to be really, really talented to be able to jump through different roles like we're asking them to do. And so they're singers, they're dancers, they're actors, just really super talented people. And they love the story. We really had a beautiful community vibe last week at the table when we were working through the script. And we're just really grateful to have them.
Who do you think is the target audience for this production? Who do you think would get the most out of it?
I feel like there are lots of different audiences that would enjoy this show. I think the jazz audience will enjoy this show because it really talks to an important chapter in jazz history. And we also tried to make it a point that every time we were in a jazz club to stick strictly to that kind of voicing in the music. I think the musical theater crowd will enjoy the show because, musically speaking, you know, jazz, while it's a kind of a jazz-inspired show, it also has pop and R&B reflected in the score. I also think that this is a really important chapter in African-American history. I think that audience would really enjoy the show because of the story that we tell, the setting of it being on Central Avenue in Los Angeles in the 40s and such a vibrant community that it was. But overall, I think the story is about family. And if you have a family, love a family, have been in a family, I think you can identify with the different challenges, either between siblings or parents, that the Marcel family really faces. So I personally feel like the show has something that is identifiable for everyone. And it's actually such a joyful show. You know, the music is so joyful and so alive and so vibrant. And yes, they face these obstacles and have to overcome, you know, a lot. But in the end, it's really about rebirth and renewal and moving on with your life after you've faced tragedy.
Considering the fact that, as you said, there's this huge historical, this whole historical importance to the piece, the great music, the pop culture references, all these things, if you had to pick one facet of the show that kind of sticks out to you the most, what do you think it would be and why?
For me, the thing that really sticks out is the struggle to find your voice. It doesn't matter if you're an artist, or if you're a construction worker, or if you're a business person, you know, we talk about the things in life that drive us and the struggle to find your true voice in this world. In the case of the story, you know, Bill, the older brother, is more of a notes on the page swing player, and Jim, the younger brother, is wilder, and he represents more the sound of Bach. But both of them are trying to find that way to express themselves that is true to who they are and to evolve as artists and as people. And I think the thing that really speaks to me is about being true to who you are and still, you know, giving something back to the universe that you're in, to the audience, to the world that you live in. And that is always the thing that kind of gets me, is finding that and what it takes, facing those obstacles, the sacrifices that you make in order to truly evolve and find that voice.